You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. The city of Boston is ending the year with 47 homicides. That's 9 more than a year ago. While murders are up, WBUR's Dolores Handy reports that overall crime in Boston is down this year.
Boston's first homicide of 2016 came 10 days into the new year. The victim, a 16-year-old who'd been shot and hacked with a machete on an East Boston street. He was the third teenager murdered in that neighborhood in 4 months. A federal indictment a month later alleged all three were killed as part of initiation rites for the MS-13 street gang. Suspects in the murders were arrested during a coordinated sweep of parts of East Boston, Chelsea, Everett, and Somerville, and are awaiting trial. Boston Police Commissioner William Evans says police have been targeting gang activity with a focus on violent offenders.
Our number one priority is taking guns off the street and taking the violence out of our communities.
That message as the year ended with a joint federal, state, and local effort that seized drugs, guns, and cash and led to the arrest of more than 36 men and women. They were allegedly part of a drug-dealing ring in Jamaica Plain called the Mozart Street Gang. Suffolk County District Attorney Dan Conley says the arrest will save lives.
Traffickers like these, not only do they rob, shoot, and even kill their business rivals and innocents who get caught in the crossfire, they're responsible for the overdoses that claim 3 times more lives in Massachusetts than handguns and motor vehicles combined.
Authorities also say the arrest will make a dent in the heroin supply. Hank Shaw, the FBI's special agent in charge of the Boston office.
Drug overdose is a leading cause of injury death in the United States, claiming the lives of 46 people every day. It's not just a public health crisis, but a public safety problem.
Police commanders say Boston police focus on violent offenders is paying off. Overall crime, including overall violent crime, is down. And while the number of homicides is up from last year, that was the year Boston recorded a near 20-year low in its murder rate. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.